I'm going out to the car for a minute, but if by any chance a girl named Wendy Pilcher calls, try and find me no matter where I am. But act casual.
Okay.
And don't let her get the idea that I'm interested in her, because she's not interested in me.
I've got a girl interested in me.
That's well, Cindy. Now, don't follow me up, Bub. I got to find some way of making Wendy notice I'm alive.
Okay.
This girl's been interested in me ever since my Uncle Matthew gave me $5 for my birthday.
Don't forget, Pub.
I wonder why that Pilcher girl's playing hard to get with a nice-looking kid like Mike.
You know women.
Yeah, they've always got to complicate things.
Oldest trick in the world. Keep a man wondering, worried, and waiting.
Sounds like me. Come on, let's play cards.
Hi, Chip. Can you come out and play?
Nah, that dumbest Burton gave me 5 extra pages of arithmetic to do.
Keepers, how come?
On account I put something on her desk and it leaked.
Why didn't you sop it up with something?
I couldn't. It was an ant farm.
Oh, you can't hardly sop a fence while you're trying to sop up one. The other one's run up your arm.
Anyway, Miss Burton got real sore after she quit screaming.
Must be the Larson girl that married Ralph Bergen.
Oh, yeah.
260.
Chip's teacher named Hildegard Bergen?
I think so. How about Benton?
Oh, 270.
280.
How come you put an end farm on Miss Bergen's desk?
It was part of my composition about our happy underground friend. Anyway, Miss Bergen hates me from the time I held Margaret Potter up in the air on the seesaw.
It's not your fault you're heavier than Margaret Potter.
Yeah, and I guess you're sore because I held her up there while I was eating my whole lunch.
It ain't fair for a grown-up woman to pick on one little kid.
Well, Hildy Bergen always did have a mean streak. 290.
Oh, don't pay any attention to Chip. He's never satisfied unless he's taking cracks at his teacher. I bid 300.
Hey, Buck?
Yeah.
You bid 300 on that?
That's what I said.
Oh, Casey, you're going to get bait.
You got me scared to death.
Hurry up and make him listen to you. I'm getting sick from the smoke.
Hey, Buck, can I go over Studsy's?
How about that extra homework Mrs. Bergen gave you?
Oh. Well, I'll do it over there.
Well, okay, go ahead.
Oh, boy.
The kid's right about the smoke in here. Steve ought to put in air conditioning.
Yeah, I never smelled air in such a condition.
You know, I believe Steve would go for that air conditioning if he could get the right deal.
You know, a friend of mine went in the air conditioning game, made money hand over fist.
What are you smoking in that pipe? Streetcar transfers?
Pipes out.
Well, it must be your cigar, then. Smells like burned potatoes. Burn potatoes.
I hate to see a house full of troubles like this.
Yeah. Something ought to be done about it. Everybody home?
Now, Steve, go on shopping across town where I can get some cheap bargains to go with the miserable old household allowance I get. Can I go over to Sudsy's? If I can't, just call me up, because that's where I am. There's some shit.
You know, I thought I heard someone yelling down here.
Yeah, what are you doing? I mean, just who are you?
Oh, name's Hewlett. Hanley Hewlett.
Mr. Hewlett?
Oh, this is my partner, Dave Croxton.
Miss Crockett?
Don't ever call him Davy Crockett. Makes him sore.
My name is Douglas.
Did Hewlett here tell you you ought to lower the ceilings a couple of feet?
Lower the ceilings?
Didn't have a chance to, Dave. Just met Mr. Douglas.
I haven't the remotest idea what you fellas are doing here.
Oh, Major Smithfield sent us over to give you an estimate.
Major Smithfield? Are you sure you're in the right house?
Sure, we're sure. One of the precepts we live by is never to file up addresses.
Here's your estimate. You won't do any better, but shop around.
$1,836?
You got to remember, me and Crockett here, we don't just walk into a man's home and slap a lot of junk around. We engineer the whole deal.
Well, yes, I'm sure you do, but...
The phone number's on there if you want us. Come on, Hanley.
Look, fellas.
Don't call us on weekends, though. Me and Hewlett's in a bowling tournament.
What?
Oh, yeah. Your kid, the one that let us in, said to tell you he's eating over at Hanley.
Well, that's fine, but would you mind telling me what this estimate is for?
Air conditioning.
Air conditioning?
Dad, I got it made with Wendy Pilcher.
With who?
Wendy Pilcher, the girl I've been telling you about. Somebody told her that I'm being scouted for a big Hollywood movie company.
Now, why would anybody do that?
I don't know, but it sure worked. By some strange coincidence, she just happened to be outside the door of every class I went to today.
Well... $1,836.
For what?
Air conditioning. But don't call them on a weekend because they're in a bowling tournament.
Oh.
David Crockett and Major Smithfield.
Wait a minute. What's going on?
Miss Bergen's coming down the street.
So what?
Yeah, but it's Saturday and everything.
Well, what do you think teachers do over the weekend? Crawl back under their rock?
Hello, Mr. O'Casey.
Chip isn't home. He's going up in the hills to visit an uncle of his, but...
I'd like to see Chip.
Oh, well, come in and sit down for a minute and rest your feet.
Mr. O'Casey, I can stand for most anything.
Yeah?
But I will not put up with blackmail in the fourth grade.
Blackmail?
I don't for a minute think that Chip sent the letter. The style is much too advanced, as well as the handwriting.
You mean you got a letter from someone?
I certainly did. Do you ever go to Bryant Park, Mr. O'Casey?
Well, yes, I do.
Is it, well, ever on the 4th of July, several years ago?
Yes, I suppose I've been there.
You know the lake, then?
Yes, especially that spot they call Lover's Lagoon, where the pond lilies bloom so beautifully.
I thought so. Well, in spite of what you seem to think, Mr. O'Casey, Alfred Montrellis and I never got past the hand-holding stage the day our canoe drifted into the willows. You spelled it well enough in your letter. Now, I warn you, Mr. O'Casey, your mafia methods don't scare me. I will continue to give Chip extra arithmetic until he improves in the subject. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, you do, except that I don't understand one thing you're talking about.
Now,
Mrs. Bergen, wait a minute, will you? Don't just...
Dick is my life.
Well, how do you like a thing like that?
You can.
Well, yeah.
I pass.
It's for freshman class president. How about that?
Don't you ever say hello to anybody when you walk in a room?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hi.
Hi, Robbie.
I'm going to run against Rango Milford.
Oh, that must be Yip Milford's grandson.
Yeah.
212.
I don't expect to be Rango, but heck, it's pretty good just getting nominated.
You want to be president pretty bad, don't you?
Well, sure. Who wouldn't? Only Rango's the most popular freshman we got at school.
Oh?
Are you two guys going to bid, or you're just going to sit there gassing?
Well, it's his bid. $250.
I'll get it, then. Hello? Oh, yeah, well, I'll ask him. Well, Chip wants to know if he can eat dinner over Sunday tonight.
Let me talk to him. Did Mrs. Bergen give you extra arithmetic for tonight? She did? Well, then you come home here and do it.
Some people never learn.
I don't care if Sudsy's mother is serving fillet of strawberry sundae. You get home here. Now, let's get back to the game. Well, what's eating you?
Well,
Wendy Pilcher found out I'm not being scouted for Hollywood.
Well, now, isn't that too bad?
Well, I guess that just about ties it. I don't know what to do now.
Well, look out for that phone cord.
Poor kid.
Poor kid. He's mooning over a new girl every 20 minutes. Play cards.
Oh, Casey, the trouble with you is you don't care what happens to people.
What do you want now? Who is it? Oh. I didn't know that was you, Steve. Excuse me. Yeah, this phone's been ringing like this all day long. Got me a little excited. Would you let me have that pad and pencil there? I want to copy something down here. If a Mr. Cowley calls, what? Well, will you have to quit your job? Now, let me get this straight. Cowley is the guy that's making you the new offer, huh? He's with the Cowley Aviation people. And you don't want Mr. Walters to find out about it yet.
That's the way you do it. Play them against each other. Well, I just hope Steve knows how to get the most out of this situation.
Oh, shut up, you guys, will you? I'm supposed to call you, but not let on that anything's going on. Right?
Here they go!
Get that Bailey out of here. I'm trying to talk to your father.
I'm sorry, Bo.
Oh, well, you are. Sorry, Bo. Yeah, hello. No, Steve. No, don't worry. No, nothing's been broken except the conversation.
Cowley Aviation.
No, Mr. Cowley, I am not responsible for any phone calls. Why should I try to pressure you into making me a better offer? I don't operate that way. Mr. Cowley. Hello.
Oh, Steve. Steve, we've always had a very fine association. And I'd be the first to credit you and your work as being extremely important to this company.
Well, thanks, Joe.
I know Cowley Aviation is after you. And I know their offer is a good one. We can't top it momentarily, but I thought there were other advantages that might compensate.
Joe,
the decision's up to you. But please, Steve, let's cut out all these childish games. Phone calls from anonymous congressmen, letters from retired army majors, telegrams from the Pentagon, postcards from your mother.
From my mother?
You got another letter?
Yes, I certainly did. Now, you read this.
Mrs. Bergen, may I suggest once more that you lay off Chip Douglas? You're a nice lady and all that, but let's reminisce for a moment. Remember the time the fight started in the malt shop and you dumped a pistachio frappe down Margaret Tillikin's dress?
You think it's funny, do you?
Yes, I do. I remembered Margaret Tillikin. And anyone that dumps a load of pistachio down her dress deserves a medal.
Then you admit to knowing Margaret Tillikin.
Sure I do. She was a bad-tempered woman, built like a pear.
I think it's time the police looked into this. Goodbye, Mr. O'Casey.
Now, wait a minute, Mrs. Bergen. I didn't write that. No, honest, I didn't.
Believe me, Mr. O'Casey, I don't like the role of accuser. But who else in this house cares enough about Chip's arithmetic grades to go to lengths like these?
Well, we all care about his grades.
Are you accusing your grandchildren?
No.
Are you accusing Mr. Douglas?
Of course not.
Whom does that leave?
Me.
Exactly.
Now, wait a minute, Mrs. Bergen. Will you wait?
Oh, hi, Mrs. Bergen. I'm going to do my arithmetic right now.
I'm sorry it has to be this way, Chip.
Yeah, me too.
I'll give you one more chance, Mr. O'Casey. However, if there's a third letter, it'll take it out of my hands and put it in the hands of the police.
You know what she said? Listen.
Somebody sent her another letter?
Did you ever hear of anybody named Margaret Tillikin?
Huh?
Never mind. When the pistachio was spilled on her gun, you weren't even born.
Wow, what happened to you?
Yeah.
Rango Milford slugged me right in the middle of a study period.
What for?
Somebody paid Morris Johnson a dollar just to announce over the PA system at school that Rango flunked freshman algebra 5 times.
Well, I'm a dirty, no good black.
Not only that, but Miss Fisher saw a friend you sent it down the boys'
vice principal. Just stay out of this, man. I'll get around to you.
Phone calls. Letters. Pretty warped sense of humor.
All I can figure is that one of you guys has got a big mouth.
Oh, well, Bubba, it couldn't be any one of us. It's got to be someone else.
Yeah? Well, who else know all the family business?
Dad?
You accusing your own father?
No, only you ask the question. And in school, if we don't think up some kind of answer, we lose the pedal off our cooperation, Daisy.
There's your father now.
Hello. What? We don't have any program on. As a matter of fact, we don't have the television on. I'm sorry. What do you know? They do check those things.
Steve, if Mr. Bergen keeps getting these letters, I'm going to wind up in the who's gal for blackmail.
Yeah, and somebody's been writing postcards and letters and telegrams to Joe Walters at the plant.
You too?
Yeah. Mrs. Bergen got another letter, huh?
She sure did. She's beginning to think I'm president of the mafia.
Yeah, Mike got gooped up with a girl and Robbie got a black eye. And I've got so much homework to do, I'll be in the army before I ever finish it.
Really got a good one, huh?
Yeah. You know, Dad, I was thinking that, well, maybe back in Scotland, one of the Douglas clan did something lousy to a McDougal, and now they're trying to wipe us out or something.
Yeah, come on, Rob.
I'd just like to get my hands on the guy that's doing this, that's all.
Well, who do you think it is?
I don't.
Well, it's got to be somebody that's around here a lot and knows what's going on. Sudsy.
No, Sudsy wrote a letter to Miss Bergen. All she'd do is correct it.
Well, how about that long-legged guy that's around here so much? Hank's his name.
Oh, no.
That'll
I couldn't do it.
Why?
Don't you care that I want.
Anybody for Pinochle?
You want us to ring again, or are you going to ask us in?
Sure, come on in, come on in.
We'll get things set up.
All right.
Bob, what is Smitty's last name?
Smithfield.
That's what I thought it was. I'll bet he's the one responsible for this whole thing.
Now listen, Steve, I'm sure he...
Now you listen to me. Do you know what the name of the man was who sent those air conditioning people over here? Smithfield. Major Smithfield. Was Smitty ever in the Army?
Well, yes, he was a corporal in the National Guard.
Well, then he gave himself a promotion. Just that he's the one.
You know, Dad, they were here when I was talking about Wendy on the phone.
They were?
Yeah, Dad. And I told Bob right in front of them about the election and everything.
That's it. I knew it. Well, Bob, that settles it. You and your friends are going to have to play Pinochle someplace else.
Steve, Max and Smitty are alone. No families. And I guess being around here, they sort of got interested and wanted to help. After all, they were just looking over our shoulders, kibitzing.
Well, it's fine to be interested. That's all right, Bob, but doing what they are doing...
Steve, when you get old, I guess you sort of feel the need of being important to somebody. And after all, I guess that's about all they want.
Yeah, I suppose. But, Bub, we just can't have that around here. You understand that?
Yeah, I guess so. So you want me to tell them, huh?
Well, they're your friends.
Yeah. All right, I'll tell them. But what'll I tell them?
Bob, they're disrupting our whole family. Just tell them they can't play Pinochle here anymore, that's all.
All right, all right. Oh, it's no use, Steve. I can't do it. You'll have to tell them.
What happened to old Casey?
Well, he's... Look, fellas. I'd like to say something to you.
Sure, Steve. Come on, sit down. Are you in some kind of trouble?
Smitty and I get a real jolt out of helping out, so just lay the problem on the line.
We had a very nice talk.
Well, they took it all right. I mean, about no more meddling and playing Pinochle someplace else.
Well, Bob, it's not quite that simple.
But you said...
I know what I said. It's just that... Well, did you ever get the feeling when you're talking to somebody that you're not quite getting through to them?
Most of the time.
Bob. Hello? It's for you, Dad.
No.
sit down. Your son-in-law's a nice fella, O'Casey.
Well, I'll tell him you think so.
Yeah. He's kind of shy, though.
Mm-hmm. Has trouble saying what's on his mind.
You know, I had a nephew like that once. Took a personality course. Changed man. You know, I think Steve might profit from something like that.
You know, I think you fellas better sort of keep out of this family's business. So far, you've fouled things up pretty good.
Okay, Bob. No,
whatever you say.
Yes, I did get an estimate for air conditioning in the house here, but, well, frankly, I don't feel that I can afford it at this time, so, a loan? What loan? But I didn't put an application in for a home improvement loan. Who did? Major Smith here.
Stay tuned now for Teens Times 2 on The Patty Duke Show, next on Nick at Night. Then, it's the tale of two neighbors who live four decades apart. Hi, Honey, I'm Home, Nick at Night's first instant rerun, tonight at 11, 10 Central, on Nick at Night. ¶¶